بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ده عثمان بزرق، ده انا فقير محمد صاحب جيت ابيك وكيمي وده چه بزرق مانا ده رسپیکت خليفة زفرت مانا تنوي سبا اسیر مائگریٹڈ ٹو مکہ مکرمہ سو وی میک اے پوائنٹ ٹو میٹ ہم اینڈ ایز یو آسک ہم ٹو میک دعا لٹرلی ان 20 سیکنڈز از کرائنگ فرسٹ ونڈر اباؤٹ دس کہ کیا ہو رہا ہے اینڈ آئی ریڈ ان دا ملفوظات واز موتانی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیم مولانا فقیر محمد صاحب ہی کالڈ ہم صاحب بکا مین ٹیئرز سو ہی ہیڈ تعلق مولانا اینڈ ہی وڈ کرائی ان ابنڈنس لائک دعا ٹاک آف اللہ تعالیٰ اینڈ ہی وڈ کرائی ان ابنڈنس گاڈ آسک می فرسٹ ٹو گیٹ یور سیلف چیکڈ اپ حکیم اور ڈاکٹر از دس a weakness within you so you can treat it. And if not a weakness, then live with it. So he went for a treatment and the tearing just increased. So Mohan realized, you know, this, his natural self is most subject to treatment. Then you get a next type of Buzurg that is laughing all the time. Anything happens and he's laughing. أَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. It's Allah Ta'ala that gives tears and that grants tears. So who he knows is more suited for tears, gives him his tears. So he saw the rose plant and he gave him tears. It's always smiling, with a broad smile. Broad, beautiful, colorful smile. And he saw the nightingale, right? Bulbul, right? Bulbul. And then he's always crying because the tone that it sings in is like very dull and makes you cry. You know? So someone he gave tears, some he gave cheers. But overall, all are the reflection of the glory, the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. The one that is Kamil has come to that level of perfection, then in that first glance, he sees the glory, he sees the reflection of the glory of Allah Ta'ala. That is the Kamil, right? And others may see it, but with time. So in anything that he sees, and he sees the glory of Allah Ta'ala, whether it is pain, whether it is ease, whether it is honor, whether it is disgrace, whatever it is, but first his first glance goes on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is the doer. And thereafter, he will follow suit thereafter. Level of Tawheed Kamil. You see Allah ta'ala and you see Allah Ta'ala with perfection, right? That is why we work on the Tawheed. Zikr after Zuhar, start off with Kalima, Allahu Allah. Why? To try and get this sunken into the recess of the heart as much as possible, that He is the doer. Right? This Tawheed is not planted. You will attribute things to people. And many times, you can end up in disputes, in suspicions, in doubts, right? In arguments. We have a whole series of cases where a person is admitted into hospital, and the procedure is then first, the anesthetist comes and he does whatever he has to do. And thereafter the surgeon does his work. Be it as it may, now sometimes that patient recovers completely, fully. And if it's not for him to live, then he passes away. But now the patient, he can't see the death of his child or his brother or his near and dear one. And he can't see it, so he attributes it to the failure of the doctor. The doctor didn't perform his duty as he's supposed to be performing, and that resulted in my child's death. So now, the right thing was to see that the doctor, did he keep up to normal standards? If he maintained normal standards, then there's no need to blame him. Because he maintained whatever the standards required, right? He maintained, used his discretion after he saw what is the general standard. This is the medication for this person. Yeah, if a doctor was not careful, right? Wasn't careful, be it a doctor or a specialist, and he didn't see the track record of the patient, just prescribed something. Like about 8, 9, 10 years ago, Al-Imdad, what is that man? Yakuba, yeah. So he wasn't feeling well, was admitted to hospital. Then the specialist that was treating him administered penicillin. And he was allergic. And up till now, he got a memory loss, recuperated quite a bit. But now you can see, all right, he didn't follow the standard. Yeah, he followed all the protocols, maintained the standard, and then the person passed away or the health deteriorated, then it's a result of your tawheed not being right. Now you're misattributing things to the wrong one, right? If the tawheed was right, then it would be like this. Before there was this death sentence, you know. So as the person is on the death row, then they give him his last wish. What's your desire? So someone want to see someone look, advise something, right? So his last wish is fulfilled. Now, the tawheed is not complete. So, if it's a Muslim, they'll call a mulana or someone senior to advise him. So that family, etc., doesn't have any regrets that he didn't get a chance to fill what was in his heart. Right? So they'll call a mulana. The person is not right. Right? Now, that mulana is prompting him to recite the kalima. But whatever happened now. But now it's your last day. So we prompt you to recite the kalima, at least you go in a good way. Now if he's not right and his thinking is not right, tawfiq ilahi shamila hal nahu, Allah's tawfiq is not with him, then he can utter these type of sentences, that I read the kalima all the time, and kalima didn't do anything for me then, now what will it do for me now? There are recorded cases in India, that's what happened. When it's so the death row, these are the type of statements he says. Ra'is al-Munafiqeen, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, right? His son was a pure Muslim. Rasulullah liked him. He was the one who stopped his father from entering the Medina because of him saying, لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ, right? So he drew out his sword and says, you say clearly who's Zalil and who's Aziz. Otherwise I chop your head off. Whereas there was nobody more respectful to the father than Abdullah. But when he saw this man, he is now going off the track against the teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he made it clear. Right, you say who's the wretched, miserable, disgraced person, and who's the one of honor? Father to say it. Then he allowed his entry. So, when a person's iman is not right, the tawheed is not right, and this wrong thinking, wrong utterances, he makes the wrong utterances. Right? But when the tawheed is kamil, then the person doesn't make these type of utterances. But then, just as a precaution, the advice that the person is not kamil in tawheed, then it's appropriate then just to attribute the loss to some visible physical cause, right? Like there's a motor car accident, right? The person died. So now, if you say, Malakul Maut took this child away, took this person away, or Allah Pak took away this person, and his tawheed and his muhabbat with Allah Ta'ala is not perfect, then can there be a problem in his iman afterwards? He'll utter words that are not as appropriate. He'll utter words that are not right. He'll say things like, Allah Ta'ala had to take my son. Why he couldn't take someone else? The man is aging there. Now he's on his way out, should have taken him. Why took my son? That is when the tawheed is not right. So for such people, then rather you talk about the physical, visible, or say, if you don't drive right, man, you're too wild on the road, very unscrupulous driving. So where his mind will go? To Allah Ta'ala or to the driver. So you will save his iman with that. But when that iman is kamil, then it's easy to explain the person. Then the Sahabiya woman, she explains husband, it was a gift of Allah Ta'ala. When he willed, he allowed us to use it. When he wished, he took it away. So now that is the iman that is kamil. It was a gift, right, on loan. Right? I borrowed you my car, went for Umrah, so I borrowed you my car. Use it, right? 1 month after that, when I come back, you can return it, right? So you are appreciative that I lent you. But at the time that you have to give the car back, then you must give it also gladly. That it wasn't mine. This person borrowed me the car, and I enjoyed it thoroughly, and now he wants it back, I must give it gladly. So that is life. Huwa yuhyi wa yumeet. You look at life, and blessing of life, and taking away of life, kiska karnama? Who does it? Who gives the life? And who takes away life? Can any father do it? Any mother? It's purely the work of Allah Ta'ala, giving life and taking life. Nobody can do it. All you do is you enjoy yourself for those moments, right? That's all. The seed is inserted, right? And from that point onwards, when it's lodged in its place, right? Wherever it's lodged, right? Then who causes that seed to be developed? خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا. The different phases, right? From the essence of soil, right? Of the essence of the earth. سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ, right? The essence of the earth, right? Then into a human seed. Then after that, into a cloth, right? Then after, a lump of flesh. And then after, bones are inserted and covered with flesh. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٌ. It's too beautiful. If you read this verse, I say read 50 times to understand the beauty, right? It was just a chunk of flesh. Who infused the life? The beauty, the brightness, the intelligence, everything is functioning, right? Who is the one that infused life? Can any man, can anybody do it? Can any person do it? They can just put you into a life support machine, right? Ventilator, they can only. That ventilator, that's also doubtful whether a person is alive or is made to be alive. So there was a student here, Vinay Wahid. So now he became a specialist, right? So in all these things, he does all these things here. So I asked him about the ventilator. Zia one day. You know about the ventilator? So he says, you can't say categorically that the person is alive. So I think, what about the movements that you see when they put him onto the ventilator, that you see some movements? He says, no, that is a chemical reaction. Many a time it is a chemical reaction. Very seldom the person is really alive. Right? It's a chemical reaction. So even if the person is made to be alive, but he's a cabbage, kya faida? Now here the person, life is infused and fully functional. Eyes are doing their work, nose is doing its work, right? The ears are doing their work, right? You try now, you want shed up your hand. So every muscle, every tissue is working within you. I ask you, whose work is this? Can anybody do it? Don't you see Allah Ta'ala in this? Don't you see the work of Allah Ta'ala in this? So therefore, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ الْخَالِقِينَ. Blessed that being, full of blessings, that being what? The best to create. Nobody can do that. Lifeless through life. Nobody can do it. Ask anybody. They speak about robotics and all that, right? But that also, this robot is a robot. It will do what you feel it would, right? And what you don't feel is, that you say, Amjas, finish. This is for a time limit. You can do only that point. Can't do beyond that, right? Can't be, not self-sustainable. Here the person is self-sustainable. So that's Allah Ta'ala. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Think of the beautiful Allah Ta'ala. So we are talking about the person that's on the death row. The tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala was snatched away. كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَا تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ. The way you're going to live, you're going to die. You live in Iman, you love the people of Iman, right? You want to cooperate in Imani work, right? So right through your life, you like that, you prefer that. Iman, the people of Iman, the work of Iman, the thinking of Iman, the efforts of Iman, that's what you love. Then Allah Ta'ala will allow you to die with the people of Iman. Because your whole life, you love that. When I spoke about Abdullah, the son of Abdullah ibn Ubay, right? So he's on the throes of death. As he's on the throes of death, so he called for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His son was sincere, though his father is Ra'is al-Munafiqeen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ever compassionate, true compassionate, loving. Allah Pak had to himself bear testimony. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Compassionate, loving, caring. He was, at times he had to caution him. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيٌ نَفْسٌ. You were over-compassionate. In the pursuit of the hidayah, you hurt yourself. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيٌ نَفْسٌ. So Allah Pak had to comfort Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us appreciate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting Durood Sharif? That his compassion, his love, his care. He can't tolerate any pain coming to his heart. Yeah. Some favors that were exclusive to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? I explained just in the Jummah as well, that every other Nabi's prophethood was confined to time, or a people, or a nation, right? And his nubuwwat, no time limit, no national limit, no time limit, it's for all, right? That's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? So amongst those favors that were exclusive to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one, and the other is that جُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَتَهُورًا. Others, they can only perform namaz in designated spots for namaz, like we have masjid. They can't perform namaz. And then There's a substitute for wuzu. Sometimes water is not available. So the substitute is such that nobody can make an excuse. Is there anywhere in the world you don't find sand, rock sand? So easily available, right? Then, nusirtu bil-rog ala masafati shahrin, right? And I'm supported with divine assistance. Allah has given me awe. And my awe can be perceived the month as a journey of a month, approximately 800 kilometers. I mean, 1800 kilometers you can perceive my awe. Right? Then, one of the gifts that I've spoken about, that every Nabi was granted a special dua and promised that you ask and we'll give it to you. And all the Anbiya, they took it. Whatever dua they were given, they had taken it, they asked, and they got what they asked for. And when you think about the love, the compassion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's beyond imagination. My mind can't comprehend. He said, me, I preserve this for my ummah for the day of Qiyamah. But there being problems, constraints, right? Difficulties, distress, I preserve it for them. I say, aise Nabi se ru gardani karna, ye koi insaniyat ka kaam hai. He's done so much. I was looking at the sharah, you know. Ad-deen wa an-nasiha. Deen, kisko kehte hai? Khair khai ka naam. To wish well for everybody. Now, wishing well for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what does it effect? One is to recite Durood Sharif. Number two, Shaheen, they say all these experts. So you mustn't take a chance into these. Don't give your two cents. See what they say. Even you can be an alim, but see what the experts have to say. Then you are online. Says, you should have an ardent desire for the style, the ways that were practiced by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything. Whether it was used as an adat, whether it was used as normal, right? But have an ardent desire to do that which was practiced. Sometimes you can't do it. Right? Like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam traveled by camelback, sometimes mule, etc., right? Now it's difficult for us. But our heart must be that that's the right thing, that's the better thing. Though our limitations, and we use cars, etc., right? Planes, right? But in our mind, that is the better thing. Then, how true this thing is, even in our apparel, you know, in our clothing, right? So if that is stuck in your mind, that that's the ideal, what Nabi was doing, right? And can you boast about your Merc? Can you boast about your Lamborghini, right? Or Ferrari? This is what I, like, zaruat ki cheez hai, istimal kar rahe hai. It's just a zaruat. That is what was done by Nabi Sallam. That's the ideal. That's the standard. This is just by the way. Some limitation, the Imam can't do without a mic, right? But the better thing was without the mic. The best thing. So that must be stuck in our mind. What was done by him, then will you have the heart to boast about branded names? Will you have that name? You know, it's a zaruat now, I'm wearing a jacket, zaruat. Techies, I'm wearing a techies, why? It's a zaruat. Otherwise, no. What was done then by him, that's the idea. This is just done now, circumstance, etc., and therefore I'm doing it. But what was done by him, the lifestyle, right, is إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَزِيرِ الصَّبَعِ. Got up in the morning and you are not certain about what's going to happen to you in the morning, in the evening, right? And in the evening, you don't know what's going to happen to you. So that was the life. كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ وَعَابِرَ سَبِيلٌ, right? Be like that. So that's the lifestyle. I got this offshore investment here in Japan and Choro ke adde mein Switzerland. See, Choro ka adda. So that's not the ideal. Ideal is what Rasulullah SAW lived. Bring our minds there, our styles there, our ways there, our understanding, bring it there. How much we can. Otherwise what will happen, we'll glorify this life here. And this life is not our life. It's a life that is foreign to Islam. This investment here, that money, this one here. How many Christians you get now with all these mabrurahs not working out? Well, I've got money now. Where must I invest? The first thought is, where must I invest? So we're trying to, we're not an investment company here that we can advise you. That must be to someone else. But if we advise the person or go and invest here, and that thing collapses also then, what will happen? So we're talking about Ubay ibn Salul, right? So Nabi Sam came to him. Rasulullah has cautioned him that, didn't I warn you not to befriend this kuffar, this Yahud and all that, right? Didn't I warn you? So his reply was, I didn't call you to advise me, not for that, to sympathize with the condition. And now, with all what he did, you know, it's so heinous, you can't even talk about what he did. Worked against Islam, instigated people against Rasulullah SAW, so much he did, right? But at that time, Nabi SAW also teared. You see that? His heart, compassion. Yes, compassion and compassion, love and compassion. So we're talking about the person on that death row, no? So when the iman is right, some people are such, they got involved in something here and there, but the iman is too beautiful. Right? You can't doubt the iman. Iman is too beautiful. You just have to remove the dust from the surface and you see the beautiful. Just the dust that has settled there and you see the iman. Like you see many times, they talk about the Arabs, right? So some dust has settled on them. And you remove the dust, they'll overtake all of us. They got caught up in something here, they were right. But it's just that dust that has settled on them, and then you see the true colors of iman sparkling in them. That is why there's a need for mulaqat, brush, etc. Some person has got it and is doing it, and some person doesn't realize he's got the gem. So you have to conscientize him, but you've got the gem, a work, just come up. I explained early on, the Jamaat had gone to Algeria, right? See this, that iman is there, it's just that some dust has settled. And you have to go and conscientize, just remind them. And you see the beauty. They went there, and they went to one elderly person. Now, he's a drunkard. So they conscientize him. So he says, see, all my life I've been drinking, all that. Now, the end of my life, is there any hope for me? So the Jamaat people got stands. Procedure, win the person somehow, don't make him despair. They want some stand, right? On the overall, the 10 people that went to make mulaqat, they're all in zikr and they are crying to Allah Ta'ala. That's the real Jamaat. They're crying and they're making zikr. So the word of the mutakallim will have an effect, definitely. He must be supported. One is Jamaat in the masjid, and the Jamaat that's with him also in zikr, and they're crying to Allah Ta'ala. So then that mutakallim's words will have an effect. You won't imitate that, you won't get it. You try and imitate. They are supported with the zikr and the dua. They're crying and they think nothing of themselves. So I say now they've got a style, they've got an approach. They don't want to make any person lose hope. Say, anta abuna, anta kabiruna, anta sayyiduna. How can they leave you? You're a father, you're a leader, right? You're an elder, how can they just abandon you? Somehow, they wrapped him up, brought him to the masjid. Sober, but he was drunk, Abhisara. So the They ask him to stay over, just kill him for 3 days, whatever, routine. So he stayed. Now the Amir says, at about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, I hear someone crying very bitterly. So I went to that end of the masjid to see who it was. Dark now, I saw the same person. And then he's crying and sobbing away. A lot of these people, someone has got the ibadah to support them. Someone has got his sacrifice to support him. Someone has got his virtue to support him. And me, I got, ya sanada man la sanada lahu. I got no support but you. See the crying. Ya man sanada man la sanada lahu. Got absolutely no support. He's got his knowledge, he's got his ibadat, he's got his sacrifice, whatever, to support him. I've got absolutely nothing. See that tawheed. That Jamaat had to just remove that dust and that thing sparkled, right? Sparkled. And he's crying bitterly. So Amir Sahib is saying, you know, I thought it's an ideal time, it's tahajjud time, and this man is crying. I must just go behind him and say Ameen. You know, last night I said that, right? That we are crying about our brothers, and that's natural, you should be crying, right? But are we doing anything to fix it up? So make dua, right? And one way to make dua is prayer, right? And my request is that from now till the end of the i'tikaf, right, we prayer. Right? We prayer twos or threes, and someone is making dua, someone is making amin. Someone is making dua and making amin. Right? Who knows if the victory comes, right? It may be your tear. Can't be. Maybe you won't get that level of concentration alone. And تَقُومُ لِلَّهِ مَسْنَا وَفُرَادَ. Someone gets better concentration if someone is with him. Someone gets a better concentration if he's alone. But for most of us, we need one person with us. One, two people and crying away. One is making dua, other is making amin. So at least at some portion of the night, cry for them. And then the same message passes to the ladies at home. They also, we don't know the piety, the goodness of some the ladies there. They may excel us, their virtue, their piety. And when there's so many hands and so many tears, right? يستحي أن يردهما صفرا. Allah will feel ashamed to turn you without answering your prayers. So we correct ourselves in the things that we've gone off, we correct ourselves and then cry. And I say easy, people that we can agree with, one person, two person, or the husband and the wife, however, and we cry. Half an hour, three quarter, make dua for these people. And make dua for the Muslims also, in general, brings them right. Bring them right and save them in this condition. We will feel sorry for them, obviously, in Ramadan, and they have been deprived of basic food supplies, etc. We will feel. But now, are we looking for solutions? Cry about the plight, right? It is natural to cry for the plight. But are we looking, are we practical, looking for practical solutions? What can we do? Sitting here, what can we do? How much can we help out? Half an hour, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and cry for them. And who knows, Allah will have majestic pity for us. So we're coming to that Asad's story. Asad, what do you call Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. So the reason cautioned him, but didn't I? So he said, I didn't call you for that. The reason cried. Right? And the reason cautioned him, you see, truly not to befriend these wrong people, Jews, etc. Wrong people, kuffar, you support. So his words were that Asad ibn Zurara hated them, right? He hated the Jews. Fama. Did he get anything out of it? See? See, Asadi was the leading, the Jummah was started in Medina Munawara, Asad ibn Zura, right? His name comes there. So he hated the gods, but did it save him from death? See, his reasoning went off. Rasulullah was telling him, see, you're going through a bad death because of your wrong friendship. And now he's misconstruing it, that bad death or that bad friendship can't be a protection, a shield against death. See, you know, see that when you associate with the wrong, mix up with the wrong, your understanding, your reasoning also goes wrong. Importance of associating with right understanding, right practice, right? So we're coming back to this last India story. So this person is on the death row and he's about to leave, right? As he's about to leave, they ask him to express his last desire, what's in your heart. So he called for his family and he said, see, that Tawheed is speaking now. We're talking about that Arab and he's crying, you know. Then he cried for 3 days consecutively and making Tawbah, crying for all the wrong. Third day he passed away. See that. So that Iman was there, it was our delay, we didn't want to make the mulaqat. It just had to be cleared up. Yeah, this person, that Iman was there. The death row, but Iman. He called for his family, his friends, etc. So he tells them, and he tells them Imani things. He says, you see, death and life is decreed. Even if I were not to be hanged, I would have died. Because إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ السَّاعَةَ. Right? When your time is up, then you can't delay. Can't go before your time, not after the time. So time was up, I have to go. Right? But I'm making a witness that I've made Tawbah, I'm sincere about it, and I'm reciting the Kalima, and I'll be the witness for me on the day of Qiyamah. And just then, they lowered that rope, and it's gone. But what a beautiful way to go. So his association was right. Right? He wished for the right, and Allah Ta'ala allowed him to go in the right way. And that person's association was wrong. He didn't like the right, and as the time to leave, that he went in the wrong way. Allah Ta'ala.